Hawaii's hurricane season begins June 1st and runs through the end of November. This year, the National Weather Service is predicting between 2 and 6 tropical cyclones in the Central Pacific. Experts on Hawaii's food systems say we need to prepare for multiple simultaneous disasters. Here's a look at their priorities. Albie Miles studies food security, especially Hawaii's. He's an associate professor of sustainable community food systems at UH West Oahu.
My principal concern at this point is we're in the middle of a pandemic, and there are a lot of interruptions of our normal social behaviors, and our economy has contracted profoundly. And at the same time, we're entering our hurricane season.
Miles points out most of the food Hawaii consumes comes through the port of Honolulu, and there's currently no redundancy, no backup for that port. Food storage is also lacking, and what commercial food storage there is situated near the docks in an inundation zone.
We weren't well prepared for COVID-19, and we're not well prepared for a severe weather event like a hurricane.
The COVID-19 pandemic has prompted action in food security circles.
There's an agricultural recovery working group that has been formed, and there are members of the Department of Agriculture, the Farm Bureau, the Farm Union, folks in higher education, and a range of actors across the food and agricultural system. We've all come together to develop a set of policy recommendations to help guide some of the decision-making around the federal stimulus funds.
Miles says initial objectives would be to stabilize farmers' finances and provide emergency food. Daniela Spoto-Kitchinger works on hunger issues at Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice. She says hunger is greatest now in the very agricultural areas where Hawaii's food is grown.
Rural communities are the ones that are bearing the brunt of this pandemic and this economic downturn. I think that there's a correlation there between rural communities being the ones that grow our food, raise our livestock, and the fact that we are not tapping into that as a source for our food system is just a symptom of that, you know, we're extracting wealth from those communities.
Kitchinger says aiding these communities would support both families and farmers. Miles contends Hawaii can leverage the moment by working across economic sectors.
We will always be dependent upon external sources of food, and there's resilience in being coupled to global commodity chains. And so a combination of local agricultural production, buttressing our import infrastructure, and finding an appropriate balance between local production and imports is a key strategy to employ.
For the moment, Miles says, the idea is to link up government food programs with local ag producers. Already, on Hawaii Island, State Farm Bureau dollars go directly to farmers and ranchers who provide the majority of the meat and vegetables fresh in Hawaii Food Basket's Ohana Drops. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.